we try to raise good children, but we essentially allow people to follow the path that they want to follow. But evil isn't that way. Evil wants to progenerate, and it uses certain techniques to do this. And one of them is the dialectic. The dialectic is where you create crises in order to induce good people to do things or accept things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. The reason for this, that you need to deceive people, and we're in all of this, we're talking about the Tea Party deception, we're talking about the deception of political parties. We need to understand that deception is something that has always been with us in the world and always will, because of this systematic battle between good and evil. But there is a systematic good as well, and that is the role of conscience in people. And it's because certain people can sense that something's wrong, that evil has to use deception and dialectic in order to get people to do things in spite of conscience, in spite of sensing that something's wrong. In essence, when you create a big enough crisis, there's a feeling of panic. We have no choice. We have no power to resist. There's this feeling of futility. So even though people can sense what's right in conscience, they don't act according to it, or they follow along the path of least resistance because of the severity of the crisis. That's the reason why evil uses crises to change the world.
Ja ma korda siis veel üksid abitehnoloogiad ka, mis aitavad meelis suunata nukstesse umbsetesse kohtadesse, lisaks alkoholile ja muud raadiotehnoloogiatele, entertainmentetele ja algfilosoofiatele.